She's known as the Bicycle Whisperer because Susan McLucas talks nervous adults into riding them. These adults are beginners. They never learned to ride as kids. And lately, Susan's been seeing a lot more of them because with the price of gas hovering, above $4 a gallon, more Americans are leaving their cars in the garage and turning to bikes. Susan is with the Bicycle Riding School in Somerville, Massachusetts. She joins us on the line. And Susan, tell us, how many adults are you teaching? Put a number on it.
Overall, in the last 25 years, I've taught about 2,000.
Really?
I've got, you know, maybe 25 or 30 in the works at any given time.
You know, people I've mentioned this to have said, that's impossible. How can someone get to be an adult and not know how to ride a bike in America? Well, how is that? What do people say to you?
Everyone thinks they're the only one in the world, which is why they're so happy when they come here and they realize that they're not alone. But it's all different. Sometimes it was just in their family, the boys got bikes, but the girls didn't. Mm. Sometimes people had a bad fall when they were learning, and they just never get back on it. Or the kid was just a studious indoor kind of a kid, or sickly, or overprotective parents, or lived in a city, and it seemed like there was too much traffic.
It's just like with cars. A lot of people who grow up in the city don't know how to drive a car, because why would they bother?
Exactly.
Same as with a bike.
I was talking to one of my students who learned how to fly a Cessna before he rode a bike, and when I told him, look ahead, he said, oh, that reminds me of my flight instructor. He used to always say, look at the horizon when you're landing.
And just real quick, what do you do? How do you tell people to start?
You sit low, flat foot on the ground, you go with the flow, you turn whichever way you're leaning, you go slow, and you don't have any pedals on until you get your balance. Then once you can go long stretches following the bike, wobbling all over, not going straight, whatever you do, then you put the pedals on and you start pedaling and keeping it slow.
You start with the pedals off?
Because they're just going to hit you in the ankles, and then that distracts you. You find a friend to just push you a nice, comfortable walking speed from the back of your, you know, small of your back.
And see if you can balance.
Yeah. The students who don't get it in my class, they don't believe me when I tell them turn. And I finally have to get in their face. I say, you really have to start turning this bike, not just a degree, but go over there, all over the place. And then they finally, yeah, I get it.
Well, now, what's the biggest challenge with adults as opposed to teaching kids how to ride?
Fear of falling, I guess. But a lot of that comes from lots of bikes being too big to learn on. Lots of times people just give someone a bike and they say, here's a bike, you're an adult, it's an adult bike, go do it. And what you need is for your feet to be flat on the ground, and even if you're really scared, a little bend in your leg when you're sitting on the seat. So way lower than ordinarily you think of riding a bike. And so you have the confidence that if I start to fall, I just put my foot out. And then I put knee pads and elbow pads and gloves and helmets on everybody so they think, even if I do fall, who cares?
It really spares them the pain. Well, look, I've been riding my whole life. I still ride my bike all the time. And
great.
Recently I was on one of those bikes that I'd borrowed where you put your foot in the little pocket.
Uh-huh. And I was with just a toe clip.
Yeah, I was just standing there, and I couldn't get it out in time, and I fell right over.
Oh, my goodness.
So it can happen, you know, that even if you're riding, you can take a spill. How long does it take on average for them to get it, and what's it like when they do?
Everybody's different. Some people get their balance and start pedaling in the first class. Classes are an hour and a half. Some people take a few, and they feel like $1 million.
Well, you say, in fact, that you sometimes feel jealous of your students. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, I would love it if there were something that I could learn in 6 hours that would just change my life. I remember I got a message from one of my students who learned by long distance from my instructions on the website. And she said she never had any idea that she would find something at age 60 that would make her so happy.
Well, Susan McLucas, who's changed a lot of lives by teaching adults how to ride a bike, the Bicycle Whisperer, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much.